Welcome back on the text line 0457 736 736. Morning, Matt. It was very clear to anybody with an unbiased view on Mitchell Pearce that a lot of the Knights players did not want him due to the issues at the start of the year. I think it's the best option for all parties. Well, is this part of it? I mean, they managed to get through the year there, obviously, with Mitchell Pearce in the team. And yeah, there were some dramas at the start of the season. And now it appears as though there's a big money offer on the table to finish off your career at the south of France. It's not a bad option, but it does open up a couple of questions as I was chatting with Brett Finch about this. Now, Finchie and Mitchell Pearce are close, but he hasn't spoken to him. And Finchie reckons that this is all about Mitchell's mental, where his head's at, basically. Where his head's at. Does he want to finish his career in the NRL? Does he want to keep punching away here? Has the body still got another couple of seasons in it? Or does he go over and experience Super League and everything that comes with it over there? But it does open up the question, who then becomes the number seven for the Newcastle Knights? Now, the West Tigers have come out through Tim Sheens and said, Luke Brooks, no. Not only are we not letting him go, but they're saying he doesn't want to go. Now, that's a pretty definitive statement to make. So it's a hard one to backflip on that. If Mitchell Pearce announces today in a press conference that he's heading off to France, then the frenzy begins and they've got to go and search for a halfback. Now, at the moment, if we think about what we're hearing throughout the years, is it time for Luke Brooks to move on to the West Tigers? It's got to be coming from somewhere. How do they then backflip if the door opens up at Newcastle? Knights fans, let me know what you think about that. 0457 736 736. Tigers fans, let me know what you think about that. And is that the definitive statement that keeps Luke Brooks there? Who then is your choice to fill in at Mitchell Pearce's number seven jersey? Because it appears as though that's gaining momentum. The offer's official now. It's a formal offer. And then they'll make a statement once he asks for a release, if that's what he's going to do. And where does that then leave Kalyn Ponga, who's got an option in his favour at the club for 2023 and 2024? So he's the key to the Newcastle Knights' future at the moment. But he can't do it alone. He certainly can't do it with a rookie halfback in his team, can he? I mean, that's going to be one of the other big questions. How do they then keep Kalyn Ponga happy at Newcastle? Or then does he become even more important to them and then starts to command even more because he'd be an ideal front runner for the Dolphins franchise? There's a lot to play out. If you've got any answers in that, let me know on 0457 736 736. Now, of those top 50 players that have been ranked in the Daily Telly this morning, 12 will be coming off contract. And at the head of that list will be Cody Walker. So he was ranked 7th. Brandon Smith, Harry Grant, Joey Manu, Kalyn Ponga was ranked in 17th position. Christian Welch, Clint Gutherson, Angus Crichton, Junior Paulo, Viliame Kikau, Regan Campbell-Gillard, and Appy Korosau. So 12 of the 50 players that have been named in the top 50 of the league by the Daily Telly this morning are coming off contract. That's a lot of playing talent and a lot of money as well there. But how do you go in search of a halfback amongst that if Mitchell Pearce decides to move on? Let me know your thoughts.